It's 8 to 10. Now, Simon Dinopoulos with us. How are you, Simon?
I'm well, Cozzy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, mate, from Racing Sports. Brad Gray there as well. Morning, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, Cozzy. I was just interested to see how Simon is. I'm surprised he didn't welcome us in with a little buller after his little trip overseas, nice and fresh back from his week off.
Yeah, already back to reality, Brad, unfortunately. But had a great time over there. Didn't have a lot of luck with the weather, but being MC, I was able to coordinate the reception to be able to watch the races, so no complaints from me.
Where were you, Simon?
Over in Fiji, because he had Fiji. A wedding over there, and we had pristine weather all week, and then we had the outdoor ceremony, and about 5 minutes before it was due to start, it went monsoonal, so unfortunately everyone got soaked, but still had a good time.
Last time I went OS, it was outside Safeway. Now, let's find a winner. Simon, you got races 1, 3, 4. Brad, what races have you got?
3, 6, 8 for me, guys.
Lovely. Let's bounce the ball. Race 1, Simon, what have you found?
Yeah, in the highway, playing early on the weekend. I think Amarita from the Matty Dunn stable. Nice filly, only had the 6 starts. Just an arrogant win first up at Grafton there. Jason Collett was there to ride. And look, it was just a nice performance. She showed good ability early and wasn't Mark Farah for peak there first up, which is always a good sign with fillies coming back. Given a soft trial at the Gold Coast since over 1,000 metres, she ran 5th there of 5, but look, wasn't asked to do anything under Robbie Fradd. Was under a vice-like grip. So it comes here on the fresh side, 34 days between runs, but just that nice tick over trial. Can get back into races, but I'm hoping from the inside draw, Jason doesn't get too far back. There looks to be decent enough speed, as we see nearly every week in the highway. So she should get a chance, just needs to get into clear air, but thought the early price on offer was decent, given her upward spiral, and Matty Dunn obviously targets these races with the right horses, and she's probably one of the more progressive horses he's targeted towards a highway in a while. So I think clearly want to be with her on Saturday. Race 1, number 5, Amarita.
All right, now I think the battle lines will be drawn in the third because you've both got one. Brad, what do you like?
Yeah, I saw Simon show his hand on Twitter yesterday here, and I think we're going to come up with the same one. I noticed that there has been support for this horse, Cariff. Cozzy, you interviewed Peter Snowden just earlier, and he gave it a really good push, so adds an extra little bit of confidence. But his run in the Tullock Stakes was very strong, and we know that form's good. They ran the Derby, Quinella, Angel Truth, and Madison County. He was spat out the back, but once Kieran McAvoy balanced him up, his last 200 metres was only second to that of the winner, and he didn't look overly comfortable in the heavy ground either. I like that Kieran sticks, and I think back on top of the ground he'll show that turn of foot. Although it was only a provincial win prior to that, he won really well on top of the ground. He put his rivals to the sword at Newcastle. So I agree with Pete in that this is a horse I don't think we've seen anywhere near the best of yet. He's a three-year-old. He only strikes his race fourth up, so there's still some petrol in the tank, and I was very surprised when he got out to the $16 with Tab. Now he's $8, but I still think there's a little bit of an edge in that market because I think he's a clear second favourite behind Emin Giri. So that's race 3, number 5, Cariff.
You're the same way, Simon?
Yeah, not much I can add to that. Brad summed it up really well. We've seen the Tullock form stand up. I was surprised he did open $16. I thought he was going to open sort of $5. I think that's where he probably settles. I don't think there's a lot between him and Dealmaker, and to be fair, I think Cariff's got more upside. So back on top of the ground, he's just wheels just started spinning a bit there in the Tullock, but he really balanced up late and found the line, as Brad touched on. Second quickest last 200 of the whole day. So Angel of Truth ran the fastest, and Madison County ran the fourth quickest, obviously that Quinella the Derby. So I'm surprised. I thought it was the A1 form, and this is a few pegs back, really, when you consider who he bumped into last start. So clearly on top for me. Just needs a bit of luck with all back markers, but I think on top of the ground, obviously, Bred in the Purple, So You Think, Adam or Zeta. Yeah, more than happy to back him each way. Race 3, number 5, Cariff.
All right, now we go to the fourth, and you found one here, Simon?
Yeah, best bet of the day for me here, Into the Abyss. 8 of the 13 come through the PJ Bell. Multaja won that race, only narrowly beating Into the Abyss. And if you take her out of the race, Into the Abyss is won by a length and a quarter there, and she SP'd ahead of all of her rivals that come through the PJ Bell. So for me, I don't know how you can tip away from her in the race. Inside draw for probably a back marker, not always a big tick, but it means Damien Lane can be positive on her. And she trialled really well at Randwick leading into her first up run in the birthday card. I just don't think she really handled the heavy track. And she didn't have a lot of luck. And then onto a firmer track last start, sort of showed what she did in the spring when not beaten far behind Pahutakawa. So she's back in good order. I think she can take another step forward on Saturday, third up, and got to mark a lot shorter than the $4 on offer at the moment. So for me, best bet of the day, race 4, number 4, Into the Abyss.
Righto, now, Brad, we head to race 6 for your next.
Yeah, the Champagne Stakes. I think this race has had Castelvecchio's name on it for a while now, and despite his pattern, he obviously is a horse that gives away a bit of a start. I'm surprised he isn't the favourite. Off his pedigree, he shouldn't really be doing what he has done over the shorter trips. And now in the size, he really looked the winner. He loomed down the outside. He ran a big 4 to 200 metre split, which was a lot quicker than the likes of your Microphones and your Loving Gabbies before really peaked on his run there. I know Richard Litt would have done all he could to get the horse fit, but at the end of the day, it's that race fitness you need. And his last 200 metres, he just wilted a little bit. But he's got way more improvement in him than a horse like Loving Gabby. Loving Gabby, yes, will position closer to the speed, but I think Castelvecchio will be rushing home over the top. And it's obviously no coincidence that 25 of the past 31 winners of the Champagne have come through the size produce. So for me, he's clearly the horse to beat. That's race 6, number 1.
All right, and then we go to the 8th, Brad. You've got another one there?
Yeah, I do. This is another horse that got a good little push from an interview of yours this morning. Robbie Dolan and Easy Eddie here, Cozzy. This is a horse that we so often see with these Joe Pride-trained sprinters that they just progressively improve, and before you know it, they're genuine Group 1 horses, and I think this bloke fits that bill. He ran a career high there last start in the Galaxy behind Nature Strip and Pirata. That's fantastic form for a race like this. I think he will, over the next 12 months, turn into a genuine Group 1 horse, and that was no fluke there last start. Joe Pride, given him 4 weeks off, I think that's a good move, given how heavy that track was. A little tick over trial, and I really like what we saw from the horse in that particular trial. He really towed Robbie Dolan to the line. Should be able to cross from the wide draw without too much fuss, maybe just tuck in or maybe sit outside of the leader. So it's really hard for me to see him finishing outside of the top three. So each way lock for me, this particular runner. Eight, that's race 8, number 5, Easy Eddie.
All right, now, Simon, your best?
Yeah, we'll be into the abyss, Cozzy. I think the early $4 is good odds about it. Got him marked inside 2-1. So in terms of your betting edge, she's the best for me on Saturday, race 4, number 4.
All right, and Brad, your best?
Yeah, for me, we'll make it Castelvecchio to take out the Champagne for Richard Litt.
All right, terrific. Good on you guys. Have a wonderful Easter weekend, and may the bunny look after you.
Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, cheers,
good
Cozzy.
Brad. Simon Denopoulos, Racing and Sports, and Brad Gray joining us there. It's right on 10 o'clock. It's Sky Sports Radio.